Track 1. Course Introduction and Copyright. Professional Business English. Clear, polite, and effective communication for international professionals. This audio course is designed to help you communicate clearly, confidently, and effectively in international business environments. In professional settings, success depends not only on what you say, but how you say it. Small changes in language can significantly improve how your message is understood and how you are perceived. This course focuses on practical communication skills used in real business situations, including emails, meetings, presentations, negotiations, and everyday professional interactions. Each chapter provides clear explanations and realistic examples that you can apply immediately in your daily work. For best results, it is recommended to listen actively and practice the language where possible. All content in this course is the intellectual property of perfect learners. This material may not be copied, distributed, or shared without permission. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Foundations of Professional Communication. In this chapter, you will learn the key principles of professional communication in business English. This will help you communicate more clearly, professionally, and confidently in international business environments. We will focus on why politeness matters in professional communication, the difference between direct and indirect language, how tone influences meaning and perception. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to recognize how tone affects communication, adjust your language to sound more professional, avoid common communication mistakes. Let's begin. Section 1. What is professional communication? Professional communication in business is not only about grammar or vocabulary. It is about how clearly, politely, and appropriately you express your ideas. In international environments, people from different cultures use English in different ways. This means that communication must be clear and easy to understand. Professional communication focuses on clarity, tone, and structure. The goal is to ensure your message is understood in the right way. A key principle of professional communication is clarity. Simple and direct language is often more effective than complex or technical language. In business, clear communication helps avoid misunderstandings and improves efficiency. Let's look at another important aspect of professional communication. Section 2. Direct and indirect communication. In business communication, the way you express your message is just as important as the message itself. Direct communication focuses on clarity and efficiency. It is often short and to the point. However, in many professional situations, communication needs to be more indirect. This means softening your language to sound more polite and respectful. Understanding when to be direct and when to be indirect is an important professional skill. For example, a direct message might be, "Send me the report today." A more professional and polite version would be, "Could you please send me the report today?" Both messages have the same meaning, but the tone is very different. In international business, indirect communication is often preferred because it helps maintain positive working relationships. Using polite language does not make your message weaker, it makes it more effective. Next, we will look at how tone affects communication. Section 3. Tone and professional impact. Tone is how your message sounds to the listener or reader. In business communication, tone can affect how your message is received and how you are perceived. A message that is too direct may sound rude. A message that is too informal may sound unprofessional. Using the right tone helps you communicate clearly while maintaining respect and professionalism. For example, consider these two messages. "I need this now. Could you please send this as soon as possible?" The second message is more polite and professional, even though the request is the same. Professional communication is not about using complex language. It is about choosing the right words, the right tone, and the right level of formality for each situation. In this chapter, you have learned the key principles of professional communication. You have seen how clarity, politeness, and tone affect how your message is understood. By applying these principles, you can communicate more effectively in any business situation. In the next chapter, we will explore the politeness system and how to use it in professional communication.